case is 99-1930, Richard Munchenbach versus Preble County, Ohio.
That she has in her, that she has a duty to report these facts. If she doesn't believe them, does she still have a duty to report?
It says the words are.
Shall.
You shall report if you know.
Just repeat.
I mean, we could both go to it. This teacher said, you know, she sized up.
I'd like to reserve 4 minutes of my time.
It could have been, who knows?
May I please report, Mr. Balzano? The question presented by this case is whether Preble County should be allowed to escape all liability for the personal injuries, and serious personal injuries that have been suffered by the Munchenbachs as a result of their vehicle being forced off of the highway by a county maintenance tractor that pulled right out in front of it and into the side of it and caused their car to roll over. That's the question.
Well, pulled out in front. I thought it was making a left-hand turn.
Well,
it's a detail, but I just
into the side.
Okay.
It pulled off of the berm into the side as Mr. Munchenbach was driving by on the trailer portion of the highway. The issue is whether that tractor at that time is a motor vehicle as defined by the sovereign immunity statute applicable to political subdivisions. And again, we're dealing with 2744.02. If the answer is no, that it's not a motor vehicle, then the courts below were correct, and the Munchenbachs have no remedy in this state. But if the courts, the answer is yes, that this was a motor vehicle, then the courts below were wrong, and the remedy is available, and the case needs to be remanded to the trial court for consideration of the merits of their negligence complaint.
So then, Mr. Rapien, the problem, I think the biggest hurdle is to say that this vehicle of some sort, this truck, whatever it is, sweeper.
It's a tractor.
Tractor. We have to, for your clients to prevail, that has to be determined also to be designed or employed general highway transportation. That phrase is the one that I think is a hurdle.
Okay, that is the definition of that issue here is whether or not this particular vehicle is other equipment used in construction and not designed for or employed in general highway transportation. So, even if it is used in construction work, and we don't dispute that, it can still be a motor vehicle if it was designed for general highway use.
We better use the exact words, yep.
What if it's
or if it was employed in general highway transportation,
What was being used on the highway? What was being driven on the highway?
The tractor.
Does it become a motor vehicle when it is on a highway, even though it may be designed for off-highway operations?
Well, this particular vehicle was designed explicitly for highway use by reason of
not,
the fact.
But is it general? What's general mean? Regular, huh?
Well,
transportation.
Transportation means moving along the highway, able to transport itself and its operator along.
Somebody had to drive it. It had to be transporting somebody.
It had to be transporting, and it was. And it was equipped. Get back to your question.
All I'm trying to figure out is that if a vehicle is primarily used off the highway for construction and something, but in this instance, you claim it's being used on the highway. Does it, when it enters the highway, and uses the highway, does it then become a motor vehicle?
I think this, I don't think its character changes when it goes onto the highway or goes off the highway. I think by design, this particular vehicle is a motor vehicle wherever it is, because it is equipped with a brush, sweeper brush, and a blade that is intended solely for use on the highways. So whenever this vehicle is operating, whenever it is doing construction work, it is doing it on the highway. Now, I think that the definition that we...
You have a big, huge machine that has rollers that's laying down the asphalt. It's on the highway to lay down the asphalt. Does that make it then a motor vehicle?
No. No.
What's the difference? I'm not following the difference.
Okay. It is in the design. It is in the design of this particular vehicle. This vehicle came off of the assembly line as a farm tractor. I mean, it was a tractor. But it was bought by Preble County, and it was redesigned for the purpose of operating not in a field, full plow, but to operate on the highway to sweep the gravel and to sweep and to scrape the
gravel. That is for construction purposes.
So it becomes a motor vehicle.
Yes.
Is this a motor vehicle? If you're going down 350, one of those front loaders comes out onto the side. Because it's trying to get across to the other side. And smacks into it. Can't believe that's not a motor vehicle.
I'm not saying there's two things in there. I'm saying it is a motor vehicle. They're both thinking. Is that what people are
saying?
You said it changed in character from when I left the left side of the road.
What this vehicle
does,
looks
it's still a motor vehicle. It's the side of the road.
Even though it's not on the highway, it's still a motor vehicle. It has, unlike some of the heavier equipment that is also used in road construction, this vehicle is not equipped with treads, it's not equipped with belts, it has four rubber tires, just like any other vehicle that operates on the highway, for purposes of traction, and so that it doesn't tear up the highway. Like
a big construction rolling machine has treads instead of tires. It doesn't qualify as a motor vehicle, but it's some of the tires on it.
Well, should be.
What difference in the
at least this
no,
is,
no.
This
what
is
I'm about to do is give you a list of things which I think are inherent in the design of this vehicle, which taken together lead inevitably to the conclusion, which is as a conclusion as a matter of law, is a conclusion as a matter of statutory interpretation. And I started out with just the tires. But if you look at the pictures, if you look at this vehicle, it has four rubber tires, it has a steering wheel, it has front wheels that turn.
Just about every piece of equipment is steering, correct?
No. Treaded vehicles don't. They turn by reason of stopping one of the treads and moving the other tread so that it can turn that way.
Okay, so if you have a round wheel versus levers, that's the difference to you.
That is a difference. That is a difference. It's operated. This vehicle was, it's got brakes, to stop it. It's got forward and backward movement capability.
What big construction piece of equipment has the brakes?
Don't know about every piece of big construction equipment. All I know is that in this definition, they single out by name certain of the types of big pieces of construction equipment and say that they are not vehicles. And then they have this general catch-all which says other vehicles engaged in construction, but which are designed for or actually used in general highway transportation. If you look at that definition, those last two clauses must mean something, because otherwise you could just stop after the first few words and say if it's a vehicle used exclusively in construction or in construction, not a motor vehicle, end of analysis, then we wouldn't be here. But what we've got is, by the very wording of the statute, a situation where a vehicle can be used exclusively in construction and still be designed for general highway transportation and still be employed in general highway transportation. We have to give meaning to those last two clauses and conceive of a situation where such a vehicle exists.
What's it transporting? What's this thing transporting?
Well, it is transporting itself, and it's transporting just its operator.
Every single piece of machinery out there has that. They have the big, huge robot you're talking about, transporting itself.
But transporting
has an operator.
But design, but you know, you, well, it says designed for general highway transportation.
What they mean, like a big coal or hauling sand or hauling gravel, that's transporting something. But you say that the operator qualifies, that applies to every single piece of the truck.
But again, we focus on general highway transportation. The types of pieces of equipment that you are talking about are pieces of equipment that you can look at and say, well, yeah, it can go on the highway for short distances, for short times, but it's really not designed for that purpose. What we're saying here is that in order to do its job, this vehicle has to be designed to operate on the highway, and it has to be designed for general transportation purposes.
This is a tractor.
It is a tractor specially equipped for construction.
So what kind of tractor was it? Is it?
Well, it was a Ford tractor.
Ford tractor. The only thing that distinguishes it, I'm trying to get around to you, but there's a special exception for tractors. The only thing that distinguishes it from any other farm tractor is that it's got a brush on the front and a scraper
on the back. Well, plus a couple of other things. It has flashing yellow lights to warn other motorists, so that another indication that it's intended for operation on the highway.
The distinction you were just trying to draw, Justice Stratton, as I think about all the county or state highway department vehicles move up and down, road rollers, earth movers, a lot of those things, they come to the construction site generally on the back of the semi. They're moved into existence on a highway.
Correct.
They're up on another rig, transported, a rig that's designed for moving up and down the highway.
Correct.
Dropped off at the construction site because they were supposed to back up, or they may be moved if it's an ongoing project where they're doing one lane up and down in that area, but if they move any distance, they're transported rather than driven themselves. But a tractor typically has got a road gear which allows them to travel fairly. And instead of going up on a truck, somebody drives it up and down the highway.
That's correct. That's
flashing lights on.
And so it is designed for general highway transportation, even as a farm tractor is. You could probably go out on Ohio's roads.
But the farm tractor is exempt under the statute.
The farm tractor is specifically exempt if used for agricultural purposes. That is one of the later exceptions. But in this particular case, it was not being used for that purpose,
It was being used for what purpose?
Well, it was being used for highway construction and maintenance.
Which
it
was exempt activity, right?
Unless it is either designed for general highway transportation or employed in general highway transportation. And it can be both. The possibility has to be there for both.
So, under your analysis, if this tractor were engaged and had the brush operating and was brushing gravel off new pavement beside the road so that you have a clean surface,
it's a motor vehicle.
That would put it in an exempt activity, but once the brush is not operating,
it doesn't change the design. It's still, even though it is actually brushing gravel, it is still designed for general highway transportation purposes. And therefore, is still a motor vehicle. under the exception of...
If it's a motor vehicle engaged in the construction project, there's no immunity.
By somebody from the University of Toledo, Ohio.
If it's a dump truck that brought hot mix out to the construction site, and it's there, I mean, it's engaged in that activity, bringing materials used for the construction, and it has an accident, that's the fault of the county. Exempt or not exempt under the statute?
It is not exempt. If the rest of the statute is met, if it causes an accident on the highway as a result of the negligent operation...
Even though it's hauling construction materials?
Of course.
And it's at the construction site where the accident happens?
Of course. If the construction site is on a highway that's open to traffic, it's on a construction site open to traffic. I know my time is getting short, but we can't lose sight of the fact that this definitional section we're talking about has to be interpreted in the context of the immunity statute, which is the one applicable here, 2744.02b, which says, except as otherwise provided in this subdivision, political subdivisions are liable for injury, death, or loss to persons or property caused by the negligent operation of any motor vehicle by their employees upon the public roads, highways, or streets when the employees are engaged within the scope of their authority. That's what this vehicle was doing. It's what it was intended to spend its entire working life on the highway. So it is, all the other elements of this are clearly...
But don't you have to admit that if you look at the last phrase in the sentence, or the second last phrase, I guess, and not designed for employed general highway transportation, juxtaposed the rest of the sentence, that the General Assembly apparently, rather than go through a whole list of equipment that could either be used on a farm or construction or automobiles on the road, that they seem to lump into one sort of cryptic definition or employed in general highway transportation. If you just took the word general highway transportation and said to someone, what does that mean to you? Wouldn't they probably say a car or a truck? They wouldn't say a tractor, would they? They wouldn't say, I take my tractor to drive from Preble County to Lucas County, I don't think, would they? Isn't that what general highway transportation would mean, and that all these other references are to equipment that incidentally would be on the highway because they're working on the highway, or they may have to use the highway to get from the north plot of my farm to the southern plot. But general highway transportation, that's not a tractor, is it?
Well, you know, I guess what troubles me is that I'm not sure that the legislature gave all that much thought to this definition when it was incorporated out of the motor vehicle code into this section, and has created somewhat of a problem for us here. The thing that troubles me is that this scraper blade and this brush could have easily been attached to one of their dump trucks. And the accident could have happened just exactly the same way that it did in this case. And we wouldn't be here because there'd be no dispute about the fact that that was a motor vehicle in the traditional sense that we all think about when we identify a motor vehicle.
That's where the words employ, design, you're touching on the word design.
Design.
You got a good point, but here it was employ. It's employed to be a service vehicle.
We don't have to prove, the exception applies if only one of those two applies. If it is designed for general highway transportation, then it is a motor vehicle. The exception doesn't apply.
I understand your argument.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Belzano.
Jay Paulson, I represent Preble County in this case. The undisputed facts in this case are this was clearly a clearly dark construction zone. They were repaving the street and were putting gravel on the side of the highway to raise the berm up to the same height of the pavement. The fact that this tractor he's arguing that it's designed for general highway transportation. That's just almost laughable. To put it the best way that I can,
Well, what was this tractor used for if it wasn't used almost exclusively on the highway side of the county?
It was used to work on the roadway under construction. It wasn't designed for general highway transportation.
Right, but this tractor really didn't have any other work or purpose or use other than to work on the highway.
Well, there's no facts and evidence one way or the other on that issue. This particular job was being used to smash down the gravel, scrape off the excess gravel.
The county has several tractors, I assume, that go out and mow all the time. Is that activity all exempt?
It's off the roadway?
Well, if the tractor equipped with mowers, which every county has dozens of, and it's an activity that goes on all summer, if somebody out there with a mower on a farm tractor, just as this is a farm tractor, makes a mistake and causes an accident, and it's clearly an accident caused by the negligence of the tractor driver, who gets up every morning and goes out and drives up and down the roadway to get to a ditch that he or she mows on the way home. Is that an exempt?
Yep. The distinction, Your Honor, I believe is that equipment that's used for cutting grass is not used in construction. That's where the exemption comes in. It says other equipment used in construction. This truck.
So it's because the brush and the scraper blade, which could be used, is this blade used exclusively for construction? Or is that a blade that's used?
Yes.
Not a snow blade.
That's what the affidavit said, it was used exclusively for construction work.
So it's the construction aspect that is critical?
Yes. There's no dispute, and they admit in their brief that it was used for construction.
So if you go back to the garage and hook a mower on this same tractor and take it out on the highway, then it's a motor vehicle. You take the same tractor back to the garage,
no,
you unhook the brush and the scraper blade, and you put on a mower. Then it's a motor vehicle.
It could be. That's not the facts of this particular case.
Well, would that be general highway transportation, mowing grass?
It would be either.
Why not?
It's not.
But general highway transportation, as I perceive it, is what you see on the highway. You see cars going from one spot to another. In a construction zone, I mean, how are you supposed to move equipment around? You can't. I mean, it's not logical.
With a low boy trailer.
I'm sorry?
With a low boy trailer.
To get it there.
And to take it away.
I understand that, Your Honor. Once it's in a construction site and you have to move from one spot to another to do work, how are you supposed to do it?
Well, would it be fair to say that under your argument, every front end loader, every one of those large horrendous earth movers, all of those items, none of them would be motor vehicles, but would it also be fair to say that if any one of those were owned by a private entity that caused an accident, that the private entity be responsible?
Sure.
But being operated by a county employee, there's no responsibility.
About the government immunity statute.
I understand. I know I'm going to the basis of the immunity statute itself, pursuant to what I said in my dissent in Gladden. And I know that's not in this case. It will be for me, but it isn't in this case. But let's just take that example. As I drive 315 up and down to get to where I come from and go to at night, they're constructing 315. And there's signs all along, trucks entering, or vehicles entering. Now, one of those front end loaders comes out from the side and bangs into me. If it's owned by XYZ Construction Company, I can recover. If it's a county vehicle, I can't. That make any sense? The negligence is still the same.
Because the whole issue of the public policy behind of the statute is preserving fiscal resources to...
Okay, let's leave that for a minute. Would it be fair to say, under your argument, that every one of those pieces of equipment used in construction are never going to be motor vehicles, and the county's always going to be exempt? And the reason, let me just tell you why I ask, because up where I come from, in the northwest part, and certainly where Justice Pfeiffer comes from, we have a lot of tractors on the roadway a lot of times, particularly during harvest season. And some people take them from going to 100 acres or 1,000 acres they've got one place and move it down the road 3 miles and harvest at the next place, or they go help their neighbors. And those tractors, I had to write one of my first cases in the Court of Appeals where the tractor extends over the center line on a roadway. Now, your position is that would not be a motor vehicle. Is that fair?
According to the statute, it's an agricultural tractor. It's not a motor vehicle.
Okay, so it would not be a motor vehicle. Now, certainly if a private person was operating that, they would have some responsibility if they ran into the back of my car, wouldn't they? Okay, so now we've got an Ohio State University or University of Toledo agricultural employee going out to the farm for the university, driving that same tractor, banging into my car, no liability.
That is correct. But I think this court in the city of Waseon versus Baden, a gentleman was driving a tractor, pulling some wagons, like a hayride type of thing. It wasn't being used for agricultural purposes at the time of the accident. This particular court found that was not a motor vehicle at all.